bumping up against these Wildcats. They're starting to wear them down.
Yeah, let's just hope they don't run out of time.
That's right.
We are held at 10 minutes and 30 seconds left. Quarter number four, trailing it by 10. Jonah will take and give it to the first back through.
Starter step.
This is the 25 to the 27-yard line, maybe even the 28-yard line. Carry made by
Thorn Lehman on the carry.
Thorn Lehman. And 6'2", 180-pound junior.
First down.
And an 8, looks like.
So, 10 Rapids, ball at their own 28-yard line. That's the good news. Well, bad news is they're reaching by 10, and there's 10 minutes to go.
Well, they're being efficient, though, and that's a big start to what they got to do. They're not going backwards, knock on wood. Whereas at this point, like last year, they're getting something going, and then they're going backwards.
I saw a little bit of that game last year. They really struggled with getting the yardage on the ground.
That's right. They definitely did.
It was an inside counter, and it did not go. Boy, that was sniffed out nicely, hogtied, and put to the ground by Eli Johnson.
Number 11, Leo Rangel on the carry.
Get that to Leo Rangel.
Tackled in the backfield by number 11.
Leo Rangel on the carry.
Correction, number 4, awesome. Eli Johnson.
Back to the 22-yard line, so minus 6 on that. It'll be second down at 16. All 4 Rapids.
The loss of a whole bunch.
Just like we said, at least they're going forward. Yeah. Then we had to bring it up.
Yep.
Announcer's curse.
Yep. Well, next time we'll just shut up.
Let's just say, let's go backwards. Let me go back.
Lure them into a false sense of security. Let's go backwards.
Yeah. That might be a busted play, too.
Oh, come on. Don't do this to me.
It looked like. Looked like he was hoping for the runner to come to the right side, and he went to the left side, and he just had to kind of eat that and lost it all the way back to the 20-yard line.
Another loss of 2 yards. It'll be a third down and 18 yards.
Third down and 18 at the 20-yard line.
And I'm thinking they're going to have to think about throwing the ball, and this might be four down territory already. I mean, 8.5 to go. You're starting to look down the barrel a little bit, so to speak.
There's just... I mentioned when you said how much time was left there. I just looked at the clock and said 10:11, just like that. It's only 8 minutes and 24 seconds. So that's a quick 2 minutes.
Mason will take and keep it. Goes to the right side. Gets a little room up to the 24-yard line for a pickup of 4, but way short of a first down. And it'll now be fourth down and 14 at the 24-yard
line. Cohen Lehman on the carry.
Looks like they ran out the punt.
55.
Yeah, I guess you're just kind of saying, hey, defense, we need you now. Get a turnover, make a big stop, hold them, I mean, hit a boom and punt. Hope that works out for Mr. Gilbertson.
14 yards is not easy in any level of football, that's for sure.
No, that's, I mean, there's not much on the play sheet for that.
No. So he's going to kind of pooch it end over.
Line drive.
Lions at the 50-yard line, picked up back at the 41-yard line.
Turn Johnson
picked up and put down as well. Johnson. The tackle made that time for Rapids by Nash Sullivan.
Number 10, Preston Johnson off return.
First and 10 for River
Tackled
Falls.
Immediately by number 27.
And that will be at their 48-yard line. First and 10. And we hold the 10 with 7:30 to go. Right now, you know, they just want to run the ball and hit some clock.
Yep.
Would you be surprised they put it up in the air? You know, they've been very...
Unless they have to.
They've been very successful with that middle screen, but you're right, I don't think they'll do so if they don't have to.
I mean, that you're asking for if the Rapids rush gets home.
Mike Curtis going to the left-hand side once again.
Fumble!
They pulled it out of his arms. Who's got it? I think River Falls, he had the first down, but then they stripped the ball out and went back a couple yards to the 44-yard line.
By number eight, it looks like Josh Jenkins.
Charlie Lesh on the carry.
So it'll be second down and
tackle
2.
Made by
they ran it like 12 yards, but then fumbled it back 4.
There was a fumble on the play.
So it'll be a ball at
covered
the,
by the Wildcats.
Wisconsin Rapids, 44-yard line. It's the one thing that the Wildcats want to avoid. Right it up.
Right.
There's the pitch back to the left hand side to Terry Savage. And he pushes back after he gets the first down to the 40-yard line in the game of 3. So first and 10 River Falls. And it'll, once they reset the chains, keep that clock rolling as
We are now down
number
to
21, Joseph 6
minutes
Tarasavage
and 32 seconds remaining in the ball game.
Tackle made by 25, J.D. Weiland.
So unless Rapids calls time now, it's in the River Falls does something we are not expecting.
Carey
so
was going to play a wildcat first down.
Essentially what it is, I mean, 6:15 left to go. Rapids need something. They almost had it.
Yeah, almost had it. Is it right? And guess where the hump looker? Far side of the field.
Yeah.
There's the handoff straight up the middle. Once again, that's Tarasavage, and he just pounds his way up.
Breaks free. Breaks out of the pile, and he's going to go the distance. How did he escape all those would-be tacklers? My goodness. 41-yard
Joseph Tarasavage with the Wildcat.
Joseph Tarasavage, the 6-foot, 185-pound junior, to the house, and the lead now 37-21.
And that may be ball game, Randy.
I was kind of looking down already. I was going to write down where he was stopped, and all of a sudden you look up, and everybody's cheering, and he's got nothing but numbers and letters and goals between them. My goodness.
17 carries, 117 yards, and two scores. Tarasavage is on a tear.
So one more time, Mr. Caravelle, on to attempt the PAT. Try to increase the lead to 17. Make you a three-score game. You get your point here. Lines are set. Snap is low and bounced. He's got to pick it up and try to do something with it. Rolling to his right, throws it into the end zone, and it's intercepted by Rapids, and he has to play. 5:58 to go here in quarter number four. It's 37-21, still just a two-possession game. As we step out, you're listening to FM 105.5 WILS.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower and a low in the upper 50s. Maybe an early storm tomorrow morning, otherwise mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, warm and humid for the weekend, highs mid-80s to 90. Currently, it's 66.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Just finished.
Well, Mr. Tarasavage didn't look back that time as he broke tackles and broke half a 41-yard touchdown jaunt. And the lead now at 16 points as the kickoff is going to hit at the 6-yard line. Be picked up at the 7 as it bounced backwards. A little 9-9 and brought forward to the 16-yard line. And the Rapids will take over the first and 10, their own 16-yard
line. Quick update here, middle fourth quarter. Chippewa Falls running away from Stevens Point, 36-14. Kind of surprised at that.
Last year's smash, first place in the valley. Was a perfect 7-0 record.
Returned a lot.
Mm-hmm. We're working at the 17-yard line, of course.
First and 10 Red Raiders at the 17-yard line.
5:52. Remaining in the ballgame. Two scores, and now he's being touchdowns and 2-point conversions to tie things up here. So the game is not officially over. There is still a chance. That's why we play it to the end, right?
Yep.
Game of, well, 3 on that carry. Straight up the middle, 7 down, and 7.
Colin Lehman on the carry.
Marking at the 20.
Colin Lehman on the carry. Tackle made by
just
number 44,
really difficult for any
Riley
team to
start.
Score twice in 5 minutes.
Uniform play.
Oh, yeah.
Second and 6, Wisconsin Rapids.
Can do it here. Clock rolls to 5:20. Rasmussen looks left, looks right, takes under center, takes, fakes, keeps. He's going to go down. He's going to swing down back at the forward progress of the 17-yard line. So it'll be a loss of 3 that began on first down. We'll go right back to 3rd and 10 at the 17.
That was not doing.
A couple of times, he was just one man to beat.
Jordan Rasmussen on the carry.
Really done a
Tackled in the backfield by number 91.
Open field tackle.
Austin Stelright.
Stelright that time. The man who made that tackle.
Yeah, very impressed with how they have been tackling an open field. Usually, especially in an early game, that doesn't happen so much. You're still getting used to, acclimated to that, this part of the game.
Rasmussen throws it up downfield, and contact at the 35-yard line. It was at the time that the ball arrived as he tried to get it to Lawson Heppner. Ball falls incomplete, and then it'll be fourth down.
Rasmussen's pass intended for number one, Lawson Heppner.
Punted away with 4:29 to go.
The reason why there's not a flag on that is that it was underthrown. And, I mean, both players have to have a chance to get back to it, but it was that underthrown. But he was under duress, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost got an arm. He might have even got a tip to him.
It was wobbling.
Oh. Looking to keep it around the right-hand side. And then he run out of bounds. It's the punter for Rapids, Gordon Gilbertson, will be tackled at the 18-yard line, so no punt at all. Instead of being a fake.
Gain of two.
Gilbertson ran out of bounds by number 9, Max Heliminak.
So River Falls will take over at the 19-yard line. Rapids on first and 10.
River Falls
takes over on down.
Just keep the clock moving. I mean, Rapids isn't going to take any timeouts. It's kind of got them here. And if so be it. But
I got three wideouts in this. So maybe just trying to spread Rapids out a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Shotgun formation. There's the hand. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
Terrace
boy.
Savage got rocked in the backfield at the 24-yard line. And a loss of 5 on that there. So a loss of 4 then turned it down to the 23. Good hit that time. Good penetration with the Rapids. Second down to 14. And again, taking our time to get the play from the sideline. Clock rolls under 4 minutes now remaining in the game. Break the huddle. Same formation. 2 to the right, 1 to the left. And 1 setback to the right of pass it surprisingly out to the left hand side, and that's caught and up to the 11 yard line for a pickup of 12 yards on that play.
Mason Novak on that one.
Third down.
17.
2.
Mason Novak on the reception.
And a safe little pass like that.
Number 3, Riley Adams in on the tackle.
He could drop it, but it's almost basically almost like getting it out to the outside and running a swoop and a pitch out. Gain quick 11 yards.
Third down and 3 for the Wildcats.
12 yards to be exact. To the 11 yard line. 3:05. Third and 2. This time, Tino Massa will tuck it under center. Spin move as he pitched it back to Terrace Savage. And again, pushing the pile. He was hit at the 10. And next thing you know, you look and he's at the 5. So gain of 6, right?
6 or 7.
Goal, they'll put it
Terrace Savage on the carry, down to the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal, six. Wildcats.
First and goal at the 5. And again, they're on the far side of the field as they do it all night long, running away from us. And you see the pile, it looks like it's stopped, and next thing you know, they're dragging him down 6 yards later, or else all the way to the zone.
Yeah, 19 carries, 119 yards, 2 scores if it was Terrace Savage.
Give it to him one more time. Sniffing the end zone.
Score.
He's got it.
Make that 3 scores for the young man.
Number 21. Joseph Terrasavage on the touchdown for the Wildcats.
Fourth quarter. And that'll make it a 3-score lead. Pretty well. Be a Wayne Larrabee dagger. On to attempt the PAT, Mr. Carafell.
There's a lot of good to build off here for Rapids. I mean, their offense looked solid, for, you know, comparatively so to what they looked like last year.
That's very good. Last year they ran about 7-8 quarter running backs in that first game. Boy, this extra point is a mile high in the air, but it gets
good.
The distance. It's good. So with just 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go, the lead
increases
to 44 to 21.
That's good.
Advantage of River Falls, and we'll take a minute timeout. Back with more after this.
great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Number 18, Tyson Stempa on the return from Wisconsin Rapids.
Raiders by Tyson Stempa.
Tackle made by number 9, Max Helimanak.
I would think they would.
15?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Owen Richardson.
Owen Richardson, now in a quarterback for the Red Raiders.
So you say there is a final. Grace Lake defeated BC Everest 44-17.
Up the middle by the others. No gain on the play. Second down, they hit off the end, still for six foot, 185 pound sophomore. That's a good size, so it's a sophomore. Giving the senior break here. Fakes the handoff, he's going to keep it, fakes the pitch. Going at the 7-yard line, so a tough couple 3-yard line. We'll go to 28. Say gain of 3.
Owen Richardson on the carry, brought down by number 9, Max Helimanak.
Give the 29. Why not? 4 yards on that carry. They're usually pretty generous on Friday nights.
Down at 6.
Yeah. Generous on Thursday nights. Pat Chesbro stepping back in to our studios here at Press Box.
He can call the rest of the game, right?
Absolutely. Final 58 seconds.
Quick look he gave me.
Ducked out of the box real quickly. And the handoff is going to be a couple back to the 27-yard line, fourth down and 9. And with 42 seconds left.
One more play.
Everett is going to have to run one more. The problem would be that after you play the clock will stop.
Number 20 stop. You to carry. You'll get on the
super.
Yeah, of course. Now, people can be upset. Well, I mean, it's a good game, the way Rapids won or two. And next week's opponents could be very good against Rice Lake. But I'll tell you what, this Rapids showed me something tonight, at least in my opinion, that they're not going to be pushovers, that's for sure.
So now the clock is, count is started by the back judge, cause the penalty with 4 seconds left. What might possibly happen is that they'll move it back 5 yards and wind the clock again. All right, that would be the ball game.
I don't think they're doing that.
They threw the flag for delay of the game. And they marked it off.
I think they called a timeout.
Well, that's a possibility. So maybe Rapids will just snap it back and just run around for 3 seconds because that's all that's left here. Oh, he snaps it over his head. Now he gets up. Just fall down, young man. Fall down, young man. He does.
Unfortunately, that does not help his stats one bit.
All the way back to the 5-yard line. So he ended up losing 22 yards on the play.
tonight's final score.
That will wrap things up scoreboard-wise Scott's here. River Falls comes out on top, 44-21. Michael's got some numbers to add up. We'll be back the second half. Stats for you. Right after this final one-minute timeout, you're listening to FM 105.5.
Scott's will be on the road traveling.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Here at Wintrust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium, as the final score of the opener for both of these teams reads 44-31 advantage over River Falls. They led it at the break 28-14. Rapids on the last play of the half. Kicked a 27-yard field goal. Unfortunately for the Raiders, it was just a little bit low and left, and the score remained 28-14. Quarter number three, just one score, and that came from Rapids. Jonah Rasmussen, a 2-yard quarterback sneak. It was a 7-play, 34-yard drive, and the PAT by the torch was good. And Rapids was within 78-21. Unfortunately, they would not score again. Quarter number four, the Wildcats were able to put 3 touchdowns on the board, and it happened like this. The first at the 11:55 mark, a 33-yard field goal by Mr. Carafell after a 12-play, 60-yard drive, and it was a 31-21 River Falls lead. Both before they had a field goal and 2 touchdowns on the board. The first of those touchdowns at the 5:58 mark, and Joseph Tarasavage went in straight up the middle from 41 yards out. Looked like he was stopped after 10 yards. The next thing you know, he just broke away from the pile and scampered the rest of the way to the end zone. It was a 3-play, 52-yard run. Here at Bell PAT, we have 27-21. And with just 2:20 to go, one more time, so Tarasavage from 5 yards up. PAT was good. Catch 4-play, 19-yard drive.
Okay.
And the final score, reading 44-21 in favor of the fall. Now, some of those individual and team statistics. One more time, here's Michael Holmes.
Well, to start with River Falls tonight, I had them 30 rushes for 149 yards. And then passing-wise, Tino Massa, heck of a night. He was 11 for 14 for a grand total 145 yards passing as the Wildcats rolled up 294 total yards. Joseph Tarasowitz, 20 touches, 123 yards, 3 touchdowns. He had 3 touches for no yards. And Charlie Lesh, he was 7 carries for 26 yards. 5 penalties for the Wildcats as they finished with 40 yards in infractions. 2 fumbles, 1 loss for the Wildcats, and then a grand total of, just double checking my numbers, of that would be 16 first downs. Tino Massa, again, as I said, he was 11 for 14 for the 145 yards passing. And then Cal Dumond, he attempted one pass, and that was intercepted for Wisconsin Rapids. Eli Johnson, he had 5 receptions for 92 yards. Mason Novak, another quick 5 for 72 yards and a touchdown, 36-yard touchdown. Preston Johnson, he was 1 reception, 7 yards. Tarasiewicz, he was 2 for 20. And Charlie Burke, he had 2 receptions in the game. Wisconsin Rapids, on the other hand, 44 rushes, 174 yards, 80 yards passing for a grand total of 254. Rasmussen was 2-for-4 in the game for 80 yards. Owen Richardson did not attempt a pass. Sawyer Brooks, 6 touches, 66 yards. Richardson, 2-for--18. You have to give him loss of yards on that fumble, unfortunately. Or that hike over the head, which I guess you could say was a fumble as well, if you want to be accurate statistically. 12 touches for Rasmussen, 43 yards. Cohen Lehman, 11 carries for 59. Chase Gethers, 8 carries for 30. Brody Gilbertson, he was 2 carries for 2 yards. Leo Rangel, 1 carry for negative 6. And Ty Haydock, he was 2 carries for negative 2 yards. Rapids, 5 penalties for 40 yards on the day. Brody Gilbertson, 1 catch for 50 yards. And Lawson Hepner, he was 1 catch for 30 yards. Rapids finished the game really quiet in offense in that second half, as they really only had 5 first downs to go with the 8 in the first half. So finished that number, 13 first downs in the game for Wisconsin Rapids, as they had 3 fumbles and lost 1.
So that's going to wrap things up here from Woodruff Spain Field and home of Southwood County Stadium, home of the Raiders. And next week will be the home of the Assumption Royals, as they will be entertaining Papinalma. And we'll have it for you right here on FM 105.5 WIRI. Next week, River Falls will be at home, as they will entertain the Evergreens of D.C. Everest. Rapids will be on the road. They will be taking on Rice Lake, and they got that big W tonight, so that will be no picnic for the Raiders. That's going to be next week, Thursday. And tomorrow, the Royals kick off their season at Marquezan, while Nakusa is at Poinette. And then again, a week from today, Port Edwards will be taking on Washburn at Phillips. So that's going to wrap things up here from our opener here on WIRI. Great big thank you to Seth Heviger back at the studios, and to Don Chesborough, who's still standing by, trying to make sure everything sounds good for the rest of the season. Appreciate all the help that both Don and Seth gave us here tonight. So for Michael Comer, this is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Lincoln Red Raider Football here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
lost in a crowd, all I see is you. And that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that is gonna take getting over her. It's a can't drown, whiskey down, kinda hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble with a heartbreak. A heartbreak, yeah. Oh yeah. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Oh yeah.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollers where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation, kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation, get off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Central Wisconsin Wide, Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. wishing I was knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town, hanging out on the coast. Oh well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. Might as well kiss it all. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleeve tight. Blue eyes and bouncing curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes. My everything. I love you.
Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life.
Country Legends 24/7. 105.5.
Mid-State Roller Derby will be offering a comprehensive Roller Derby 101 class for beginners. This five-week program is perfect for new skaters who are looking to learn and master the basics of roller derby. Beginning on September 8th and running for 4 weeks at Melody Gardens in Marshfield, the group will meet on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. and Tuesdays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. No prior experience is necessary, and they welcome skaters of all skill levels. Experienced trainers will provide personalized instruction to help build confidence and skill on the track. Loaner gear is available upon request when reserving your spot. For additional information and to register, email join@midstaterd.org. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Come one, come all to the Adams County Fair going on now through Sunday. Free gate every day. Enjoy exhibits, animal shows, live music, and delicious fair food. Don't forget to check out the carnival and exciting grandstand action every night at 6 p.m. The livestock auction will be held Saturday afternoon with a free family outdoor movie at dusk. Things wrap up Sunday afternoon with a demo derby at 1 o'clock. Find a full schedule of events online at AdamsCountyFairWI.net or follow us on Facebook. Hours of fun, lifetime of memories. The Adams County Fair going on now through Sunday. See you there.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
CBS News Special Report. A party atmosphere as Democrats prepare to wrap up their convention here in Chicago tonight with Vice President Kamala Harris formally accepting the Democratic presidential nomination. During her acceptance speech, VP Harris is expected to invite voters to chart a new way forward. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey.
We will prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Kamala Harris should be, she must be, the next president of the United States.
History will be made tonight as Harris will be the first black woman and first person of South Asian descent to accept a major party's presidential nomination. President Biden has tweeted that he just spoke to his VP and can't wait to watch her accept this historic nomination. CBS's Robert Costa reports.
My Republican sources inside the Trump campaign today say they're watching the Democratic convention, but they warn politically this is the calm before the storm.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Do you need your home or garage cleaned? Then call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Is your business or office kind of dirty? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks, grass cuttings, raking leaves? Yep, that's right. Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Call 459-1475 anytime.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide-open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Nakusa Police Department is looking for school crossing guards. This is a part-time employment opportunity, and you must be 18 years of age or older to apply. The job will consist of one-hour shifts in the morning and in the afternoon. You'll help children and families safely cross the street on their way to and from school. If you're interested in applying, you can contact Assistant Chief Josh Colo by emailing jkolo@nakusawi.com. You can also find the application on the City of Nakusa website. Dietitians want to make sure kids are getting the right nutrition. Eating the proper nutrients is key to their overall health and well-being. However, kids in school have the lowest diet quality compared to other age groups. That's despite having the highest nutritional needs. Experts say to try to make healthy eating fun. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower and a low in the upper 50s. Maybe an early storm tomorrow morning, otherwise mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, warm and humid for the weekend, highs mid-80s to 90. Currently at 64 degrees.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. California, maybe.
maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. No, I was raising my glass up for her and saw her smiling. South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she had me at Heads, Carolina.
Take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Matters but being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
Kick the dust up. Come on. All week long, it's a farm in town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a portal, burning up a back row song. Park it and we pile out, baby, watch your step now. Better have your boots on. Keep the dust up. Back it on up. Fill your cup up. Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go away. Let's back it on up. Fill your cup up. Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up. Come on. Just follow me down neath the 32 bridge. Y'all will be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out. Let's kick the dust up.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast.